Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you not from Joy's downtown Melbourne studios, but from a total of four separate locations across beautiful Melbourne. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed right here on episode 26 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm located here at Studio Mason headquarters in Fitzroy, Victoria. But the person dinging tonight's big shiny dong is located actual kilometres away in Footscray, Victoria. It's Joy's 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. It's Gay Gaily Davidson.
Hi.
Gail.
Hi.
Welcome back to Pop Quiz.
Feels like forever. Since
For absolutely ever. Gail, as you know, each week we get two humans into a studio together, a celebrity person and a Joy Liberty person, otherwise known as a non-celebrity. They are armed with only their wits, knowledge and a squeaky animal as they go head-to-head for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. Starting this week, though, we're changing up the format slightly but keeping the Pop Quiz spirit very much intact. In a spin-off of the Pop Quiz that you know and love, we're bringing you Pop Quarantiers. It's a Joylebrity versus Joylebrity via the medium of internet broadcasting in our virtual Joy studios with no squeaking animals for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who do you have for us from the real world today?
It really is an amazing premise for a quiz show, Dee. Our celebrity guest today is an on-air presenter who is so good at panelling, he virtually carries his co-star, which is no mean feat. He has a smile for everybody he meets, which will be fewer and fewer people as the next months unfold. Hailing from beautiful Mount Evelyn at the foothills of Victoria's Dandenong Ranges, rolling with the boring old pronouns of he and him, and the sparkly cheerleader for Team G, he is Joy's Latour de Force. It's Mad Wednesday's Robbie Latour.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey. My favourite lesbians on Joy.
Thank you. Straight from your bedroom.
Thank you. I know that I did request that I come on the show without pants on. You have gone to extraordinary lengths to make that happen, and I really appreciate it.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And you have proven to us both that you've lived up to that expectation.
Great to have you with us, Robbie. Have you selected your buzzer for tonight's battle?
I absolutely have. I've got a delicious beverage here next to me, which is aiding me in this process. This will be my buzzer.
Oh, it's very good, and it's firm.
Thank you.
Taking on Robbie tonight is his very own work husband, a man that needs no introduction. He self-acknowledges as Melbourne's busiest homosexual, and at least on one occasion, his alter ego, Frock Hudson, was mistaken for Joy's beloved Dolly Diamond, which caused quite some feathers to fly at the Dalesford Hotel recently. All is forgiven now, of course. You can catch him hourly, it seems, on the internet performing karaoke from his frankly filthy self-isolation apartment. It's Joy's most beloved, Dean Arcuri.
Woo! Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dean, did you come up with your donger for tonight?
Well, I love that you say donger, and the thoughts that come into my mind are something very different. But since I am Carmen Miranda-ing up, I thought, why not a maraca?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so we've got the ding ding and the maraca. Great, Gail, you'll know who is who. Okay, Gail, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of little baby Jesus, how's all this going to work?
Your guess is officially as good as mine, Dee, but what we hope therefore are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz and maraca and bang your glass in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail? That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Quiz gift shop. Tell us, what's our lucky winner going home with virtually tonight?
Ah, Dee, We need our imaginations turned on here. This week's prize is as timely as it is crappy. Straight from the $2 shop back when it was not considered as valuable as gold, it's a tiny container of hand sanitizer topped with a colourful head of a unicorn.
What?
Oh, no, actually, I really want that.
Where'd you get that? A little bit gay and it could save your life. The winner could be spritzing themselves with unicorn gel once we're allowed to actually hand it to them.
That is something that I think we all would like. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want the unicorn. I've got enough hand sanitizer here.
Okay. Well, that is there is a good thing. Okay, Gally, it's time to get your big old silver dong out and ding it because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win one point for each correct answer. I have attempted to avoid news of the virus, so this may be a very short round. You may have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as I could come up with. Stop touching your face when your time starts.
Now, which iconic country singer passed away last week?
Dean.
Kenny Rogers.
Correct.
Who are the last two Democratic nominees running in the US election?
Robbie.
Bernie Sanders and Boris Johnson.
I'm joking.
I forgot.
That was Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
Who was sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault in the USA last week?
Dean.
Harvey Weinstein.
Correct.
RuPaul revealed in a radio interview that he has been leasing...
Dean.
Fracking.
Yeah, he's been fracking it good.
Which superhero made us all suffer through a celebrity version of John Lennon's Imagine?
Dean.
Gail Godot, and it was friggin' awful.
Gal Gadot. G'day. Yes,
oh, sorry.
I'm going to pay it anyway. It's horrible.
G'day, Gadot.
G'day, Gadot.
Oprah has had to shut down rumours she's been what?
Robbie?
Self-isolating?
No, she has been doing that.
Working.
Oh. No, she's been doing that as well. She had to shut down rumours that she was arrested for sex trafficking.
Oh, my God. How have I not seen that in the news?
Yeah, not true. Well, there's a lot going on at the moment. I had to dig pretty deep to find that.
A row from 2016 has reignited between Kim Kardashian and which...
Robbie.
Taylor Swift.
Correct. Tay-Tay.
Which airline announced on Wednesday it would stand down 8,000 staff until...
Dean.
Qantas.
Incorrect.
No.
They announced it last week and it was more.
Robert?
Well, then it was the one that I'm not.
No.
Virgin.
That's correct.
Oh,
but you don't get the point? It was Virgin. Nobody gets the point there.
Which actor and musician was on a 12-day silent meditation in the desert and only just found out what was going on in the world?
I've got no idea.
I neither.
It was Jared Leto.
Oh, really?
Leto?
No one that we really care about.
Imagine coming out of 12 days and going, I beg your pardon?
What has allegedly been seen in Venice's canal?
Dean.
Dolphins.
I think it was a hoax.
Dolphins, fish, swans, crabs, cormorants, ducks. Some of that could be fake news, but some of it is actually real.
New York designer Christian Siriano has offered to switch from making haute couture to producing what?
It is coronavirus adjacent.
Masks.
Face masks.
Correct. This week marks the 15th anniversary of the US version of which sitcom based around the office paper supplier Dunder...
Robbie.
The Office.
Correct.
Final question. Who has imposed curfews in Rio de Janeiro slums this week?
Robbie.
The president of Brazil. I don't know.
Correct.
Yeah, it is.
Yay. All right, I'll take it.
It's the Brazilian gangs.
Oh, the gangs.
They've said the government isn't doing enough and they're going to do it themselves.
Time's up. Gailey, how did we do at the end of round one?
Robbie's on two, so you're on the board.
Good job.
Dean, you're on six.
Oh, dear.
thanks, Gail. Time for round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Meet Me at the Lyric. Inspired by Dean's good work on Facebook karaoke, we are testing your knowledge of songs of the 80s and 90s. Identify the lyrics to win a point. It'll be murder on the dance floor when your time starts.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances.
Jen.
Eye of the Tiger.
Correct.
I take two steps forward, I take two steps back.
Jen.
Opposites attract.
Don't they just? Correct.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. I don't know. I'm going to give that to Robbie.
Like a virgin?
Yes, you are.
It's just that. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
Is it Prince's Kiss? No.
No, it's not. Wait. Robbie, for the steal?
No, I've got no idea. I'm going to say Purple Rain.
No, nothing compares to you.
Yeah. Papa, I know you're going to be upset because I...
Papa don't preach.
Correct.
I had him at Papa. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray.
No, I'm absolutely going to be wrong, so good luck, Robbie. I just, with you saying names, just assumed it was Vogue, and I'm absolutely not correct.
No, it's South incorrect.
South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
Oh. Gosh, I wish you had been correcting because I've got no.
Harry Truman,
know
Doris Day, Billy Joel, Rainbow, South Pacific.
Oh, come on, Robbie.
We didn't start the fire.
Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscles. I said, "Do you speak my language?" He just smiled and gave me.
I come from the land down under. Do you come from the land down under? That.
Yeah. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood.
Dan, now's your time.
Vogue.
Correct.
I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know.
Dean.
Do you really want to hurt me?
No. Incorrect.
Robbie, you've got this.
Would you like a hint, Robbie?
Yes, I'd love a hint.
Think of Cher on a battleship.
Oh.
You know that one that Jack does on Will and Grace?
Turn back time.
Correct.
What did her daddy do? What did he put you through?
Aerosmith?
Whole song. Oh my God. I know it's tip of tongue right there.
Time's up.
Okay.
Janie's got a gun.
Oh, yes. She did too. Close your eyes. Give me a hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating?
Dean.
Do you understand? Do you feel the pain? Eternal Flame.
Correct.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. One of my faves.
Good luck, Robbie.
No scrubs. TLC.
Oh,
we should all be scrubbing our hands, though.
Final one.
All scrubs.
We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these colour TVs.
I don't know the name.
Other way. No, that's the only bit I know, but I don't know
the
name.
They get their chicks for free.
Oh, well, you'll be there soon then, Dee.
It's money for nothing.
For nothing. One last one. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through.
And I can't wait.
There's no talking to you. Come on, Robbie. I need time to believe. And come on, Robbie.
Yeah. Believe.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well, that is
thank
the,
you.
Jack impersonates
that is the
Will
end of a round two. If you have just joined us, and let's take a moment to appreciate those who have. I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Queers on Joy 94.9, our Pop Quarantiers version. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined via the magic of the internet by Joy Chief Adjudicator Gayley Davidson. We're halfway through a heated battle, or not, between the dynamic duo of Wednesday Drive, Dean Arcuri and Robbie Latour.
Robbie has improved his numbers and got three in that round.
Good so job.
Does it mean three?
Dean is got seven.
Yes.
For that
okay.
Round.
Good. Understood. No. Understood. Gail, looks like to me like a good time to introduce round three.
Round three, we're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your dongers. This week, we will be playing a game we call Ode to Joy, where we test your knowledge of LGBTQI radio and podcasts. Win a point for each correct answer. Dean, these are for you.
Okay, Dean, correct. And your time starts now. What is the name of Jonathan Van Ness's podcast? Is it A, Getting Curious, B, Rainbow Wonders, or C, Beautiful Imperfection?
I'm going to say C, Beautiful Imperfection.
It's actually A, Getting Curious. It's things he's curious about.
I thought these were joy podcasts, and I'm like, we have Jonathan. No. It's on WAP.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan's not from the studio. No.
Not yet, my friend. What is the name of the UK's first LGBT FM radio station? Is it A, Queer Waves, B, Gadio, or C, Wireless, WH Wireless?
C, Gadio.
It is indeed.
Good one.
Stay and visit Joy.
What is the name of the Channel Q show offering advice on love, sex, and relationships? Is it A, Loveline, B, Love Sick, or C, Dumb Questions?
I wish it was Dumb Questions. I'm going to say B, Love Sick.
It's Loveline. No. A. Well, no point there.
What's Channel Q, more importantly?
Never you mind.
I'll get back to you
Question
on that.
Question 4. What is the podcast produced by WNYC Studios? Is it A, Fruity, B, Dorothy, or C, Nancy?
I want it to, I assume it'll be Fruity, but I just like the sound of you saying B again, D. So please, just again with B.
Dorothy.
I like it's that.
In fact, Nancy.
It's one of my favourites. I love it. For the young queer, it's a great program. Which gay radio began broadcasting on World AIDS Day in 1993? Was it A, Gadio UK, B, OutQ USA, or C, Joy 94.9 Australia?
I was about to say, don't even give me the options. It's Joy 94.9.
Of course it was.
Hooray!
Oh, Robert.
Well done.
What is the name of broadcaster Dan Savage's pornography festival? Is it A, Rumpy Time, B, Hump, or C, Gnobfest?
I'm going to say B, Hump.
Hump.
You are correct.
Yay. What was the slogan of the now defunct OutQ radio station? Was it A, Sounds Gay, B, For Queer Ears, or C, It Starts Here?
Oh, I want it to be A, so I'm going to say Sounds Gay.
We all want it to be A, but it's in fact, It Starts Here.
That's stupid. now defunct.
Yeah,
which is problem right there.
Which UK podcast describes itself as having a witty, bitchy, chatty, dancey, fierce, and guesty vibe? Is it A, Thirsty Bitch, B, Streaming Queens, or C, Born This Gay?
I was going to pick the most basic because it's a very basic description, but they're all pretty basic names. I'm going to say A, Thirsty Queens.
You are so right, Thirsty Bitch.
Thirsty bitch. Same thing.
Wasn't talking to you then, Robbie. That's the answer.
What is the name of the Italian online gay radio station? Is it A, Gay Gay, B, D Gay, or C, We Gay?
Oh, I'm gonna say C, We Gay.
Does Tom not know?
It's actually D Gay.
D Gay.
And I don't know why. D double E G A Y.
Oh my God. And if the first listener who can source me a T-shirt from D-Gay Radio Station wins a prize. Final question for you, Master Latour. Pride Radio LA produces which of these podcasts? Is it Lay LA Lay, Sleeping Round in Seattle, or Houston, We Have a Problem?
Oh, God. Lay LA LA.
Lay.
It's actually C. Houston, We Have a Problem.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
That is the end of the multi-choice round, which means I can turn off that infernal music, Gailey. What are the scores?
They were neck and neck. Mm. They both got 2 points in that round.
Gailey, I think it's time to change up the format a bit, and let's have a look at round four.
Round four, we're back on our dongers, and we're revisiting our old favourite obscure news. Win a point for each correct answer. It may be itchy, but stop picking at it because your time starts
now. An Italian priest has decided to live stream mass, but unfortunately he activated what by mistake?
Robbie?
Is it the microphone in the rectory?
Who doesn't love a microphone in the rectory?
Oh.
No, it was not.
I was going to say the body of Christ.
Good answers. He turned on the video filters, so he appeared immediately with a space helmet, then weights, a cowboy hat, and dark glasses.
Yes!
Someone saw us the video of that immediately.
It was brilliant. Question two. How did NASA instruct the InSight lander, which is currently on the surface of Mars, to fix itself?
Dean?
Wash your hands.
Yes. News from the world. It's not going great. No, that's not correct.
Robbie, got a thought?
Very carefully.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. They instructed it to hit itself with a hammer.
Oh, okay.
And it seemed to work.
I might try and see if that improves.
Somebody's coding, jiggle the cable. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Police in Alberta, Canada are looking for a man who used what to help him to steal a donation box from a chain restaurant?
I'm going
to
say what's the things that, I don't know, like... crowbar that they cut things with, like clearly.
Oh, yes, scissors.
That's not the answer, so I'll put you out of your misery right here.
Ones that are better than chains. I don't know.
The answer is a rubber chicken, which he placed over the box and sucked it up into the chicken.
A Kansas man has requested an Iowa court allow him to settle his legal issues with his ex-wife. How? Robbie.
Robbie.
Very carefully.
I was about to say amicably. Yeah.
Stick with that answer. But no, again, it's quite the opposite. He's asked for the Iowa court to allow him to have a battle with Japanese swords with his ex-wife, or she can nominate her attorney to take her place.
Very Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
71-year-old Florida man was arrested after threatening the sugar daddy escort he had hired, saying she had touched everything in the house except what?
Dean. Yes, it was, quote, his dick. She touched everything in the house except my dick, is what she said. He said.
Poor escort in.
World heavyweight boxer Deontay Wilder blamed what for his defeat in the title bout?
Greatest sport question. We're going to do well with this.
Mm. Is it his dick?
No. That probably, you know.
Is it in the pant region, though?
It was the weight of his costume. He put on some big extravagant costume to come out and do the big entrance, and it wore his legs out, he said.
Yeah.
It was a 40-pound costume.
Dear me. What an Iranian cleric has suggested that applying violet leaf oil to what part of your body will cure coronavirus?
Dean. Your sphincter?
Correct.
Oh, my God, really? I'm joking.
Oh, don't pretend you didn't know it was right. Can't back out of it now, as they say.
That's what he said. A 36-year-old Ohio woman called 911 after her parents did what?
Dean?
Each other?
No, they cut off her phone and she was arrested for time wasting.
A Florida man is upset he is not allowed to bring what with him to his dialysis treatment as his comfort item. Robbie?
I'm going to say it's an obscure pet of some sort. I'm going to go with hamster.
No, incorrect. Dean?
I'm going to just throw out there his flesh jack.
I'm going to pretend I don't know what that is and say incorrect. It's actually his life-sized cardboard cutout of Donald Trump.
Well, let him have it. Let's burn it in effigy.
Yeah, please.
A 101-year-old Italian man living in London since 1966 was asked to confirm his identity how by the Home Office.
Cut off his legs and count the rings.
that is a good dark guess. Answer, my friend. No, he was asked to get his parents to confirm his identity. Which thought he was 1 year old, not 101 years old.
Ah, that is great. That is, of course, the end of round four. Gailey, while you are tallying up the final scores, we've got time for some announcements.
Yo, I am Lou Wall. You are listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
Oh, welcome back. This is Pop Queers on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position, Gail, legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal of the tiebreaker question yet again?
It is not a draw. Robbie came out with a very good round of 7. Dean took it away with 16.
Oh, God. He's never going to let me live this down.
Oh, Dean.
Well done, Dean. Dean will have another little unicorn hand sanitizer to add to his collection.
That's all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to both of our Joy Liberties, to the lovely Robbie Latour, to the marvellous Dino Curie. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the silent Jamie Holt. And can I take a moment to single out for mention the amazing team of Joy employees and core volunteers that are keeping the station not just surviving, but thriving during this difficult time. Shout out to you guys. Don't forget that the second you run out of Netflix, you can go and binge listen to all 25 shows of the Pop Quiz podcast series. I've been Dee Mason. Please, please look after yourself and your loved ones. We'll see you back here next week. Same pop time, same pop station on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.